Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's a Monday, May 13th. Good morning. It's 7:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning.
Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
It was reasonably well. The night before, we'd gone to go see Phantom of the Opera, the closing show at the Shasta Learning Center. That's UPREP now.
Yeah, UPREP.
And
David Marr Theater,
which is UPREP, but it was the Shasta High School kids putting it on.
It was well done production and amazing sets and pretty ambitious project.
Yeah,
very ambitious.
Speaking of ambitious. Here she is.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning on this Monday. It looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 86, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 61. Happy belated mothers to all of you, fabulous mothers. It is, the biggest job in the world.
That's
is
right.
To be a mother and a teacher and mothers that, you know.
And we celebrated your mother's 80th birthday.
We were there.
Along with Mother's Day.
Went to Sacramento to visit Mom, and we all went down to have dinner downtown Old Sac. You know, it was just really nice. I think she just loved. My mom's not a big
party.
She's not a big party girl, so it really, for her to have her children around, and the next day we did a barbecue with the grandchildren around. That's what really matters to her, is family. And we don't have a big family, so when we have gatherings, those who are in the family, when they show up, it's really much, much appreciated. So, I'm sure it was, I hope it was a wonderful weekend for everybody else. I know there's a lot going on. Speaking of what's going on, we love every morning when we can talk to our Wells Fargo experts. And this morning we have Susan Eastman. What's happening, on the other side of the United States, on the East Coast?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the stocks are starting out in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 42 points at 15,076. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1628. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 3,434. Active stocks on the big board, ExxonMobil off 63 cents at 89.51. Ford down 18 cents, trading at 13.93. Western Union up 17 cents at $16.16. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart down 50 cents at 78.41, Costco positive 3 cents, trading at 110.02, Safeway down 21 cents at 24.26. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.94%, and for commodities, gold is down $6.30 an ounce at $1,430, silver off a penny at $23, and crude oil trading down a dollar at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. Are you there?
Yes.
Linda and I want to give a shout out for you.
Woohoo!
Oh, thank you.
For you were co-hosting with me that day with Congressman LaMalfa. You were great.
I had a great time with you, too. And I missed Linda, but Linda has to take some time off sometimes.
Yeah, well, anyway, thank you so much for joining us that day.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. Bob is just turning me off.
It's Monday.
We've got a lot of things going today. We are going to do something today that's never been done in the history of Reading. Okay? Get ready. Share it with your friends. It's going to be after 8 o'clock. Something's going to happen with us that's never been done before in the city of Reading. And it's going to be with an event that you know that's happening. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted ass fall cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's rodeo week.
Hi folks, Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no musts, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 63 degrees out there, 7:13 in the morning. Just so real two quick things, Linda, darling.
Yes.
Dave Brubeck passed away.
Oh.
And Barbara Walters retires. It's retiring. So, Dave Brubeck. Was it Trio?
Yes, and yeah, a legendary for so many. Take Seven. Yeah. Is it called Take Six or Take Seven?
Take Five.
Were you paying attention?
Well, it's one of those numbers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, no, he's a legendary composer, and sorry to hear that. But Barbara, you know, I can understand with Barbara Walters. I mean, you know, there comes a time.
She has interviewed
the greatest. She has made a name for herself. She helped definitely, she forged a place in our media world for women. She definitely was the maverick to, have women interview heads of state wherever they were, in a time when that just wasn't done. So, we really appreciate her body of work and wish her well in her retirement.
We do. Okay, you know what is, we always try to give, time for all of, good things that are going on around our community. And we have with us today, Jeff Wilson from the Country Christian School. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Now you've got something going on here for, you got a fundraiser going on for a good thing.
We do this, every springtime we do a fundraiser for our school to help us fund our programs and all of the things that we've got going on at Country Christian. And this year's spring fundraiser is a large community event. Typically, we do smaller events per class. This year, we're doing a school-wide event. And we've come up with the idea of building a walkway from the upper parking lot to the lower parking lot down at the Kids Kingdom Park. And what it'll do is it'll make it possible for young families, moms with strollers, and people with wheelchairs to move from the upper parking lot safely down to the lower parking lot where the Fantasy Fountain is without having to move, walk in the street or go along this real rough, rocky trail that's there now. The walkway will be about 370 feet long, 4 feet wide, and it's built out of pavers, the 12 by 12 pavers. It's going to take us about 3 days to do it, and we're going to start on it on Wednesday and complete it on Friday.
Share with us a little bit about your school.
Our school is a ministry of Little Country Church. We have a preschool through eighth grade classes. We have about, this year we have about 185 students there, fully licensed daycare, preschool. All of our teachers are credentialed teachers, and it's a excellent high-quality elementary school.
Okay.
Do you, so let's just share with our listeners, because I think it's very important. Do you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
We do.
Do you pray in class?
We do.
See, I mean, because you're smaller and because it's Christian-oriented, that's...
It's a private school.
That's right.
Yes.
We're exempt from a lot of the rules and regulations that public schools are subject to.
Which they're becoming more and more subject to.
That's correct.
Of rules that people just are having problems with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, and I'm not, this is not, we don't go to the church and really, you know, you don't know us.
Right.
Except we've heard, well, we don't go to the church.
Oh, to that church.
To that
yes,
church.
Yes, yes.
But we know people that have been in. So
yes.
this is not a, hey, go to the school, but people are starting to say, you know what, there's things being taught in our public schools that I just don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your alternative? Your alternative is
homeschool?
Homeschool or go to a private school that does have your,
exactly.
That does have what you believe in. Anyway, so you're having this big thing. So how do people help on your fundraiser?
The best way that people can help us is we're selling sponsorships. Basically, if people want to sponsor a single paver, we're selling pavers for $10 a piece. And our goal is to have 2,000 pavers sold by Friday. As of last Friday, we were a little over 1,200, and there's a lot of community members who want to support us who don't necessarily go to our church simply because it's a community thing. It's going to be a sidewalk that's going to last for years down at the Kids Kingdom, and it's going to be a benefit to our city.
So how do they get a hold of you, Jeff?
They could either call Country Christian School at 222-0675, or they could email me at jwilson@littlecountrychurch.org.
Okay, so say the number again.
222-0675.
And it's the Country Christian School.
Country Christian School, and
okay.
it'll be for the Kids Kingdom Spring Fundraiser.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate
thank you for
that.
The opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to go into a break. We're going out with a clip of Take Five.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything. because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. This is like in free fall here. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:21 in the morning. 63 degrees out. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. The IRS, it's coming out. You know what? Just when you think that, okay, Benghazi, which has exploded again because they're talking about the cover-up, and the cover-up goes, by the way, does go all the way up to the White House. They can say what they want. They change things. They were trying to tell her, get the name Al-Qaeda out. My God, we've just killed bin Laden. Al-Qaeda was dead. It's an election. Let's just, you know, roll this one along. Well, it's just blown up, as we've said. You've got people there saying is that you could have had military there. And for them to say they couldn't have had a jet from Italy over the, over Benghazi in that space of time is a lie. At the very most, it's putting a spin on things that if they'd even tried it, it's been used before, it's worked before, but they didn't do it. All of this, you know, and saying that the president wasn't awakened, that Clinton, you know, all these things is just wrong. But now the IRS is targeting. And they've admitted it in an apology after it was found out, of course. Then they apologized, so maybe this is true. And that they were targeting Tea Party groups, or other groups that had maybe constitutions or businesses that talked of change in America, targeting business organizations that opposed the administration or the administration's policies. How does the administration go after them? It goes after them via the IRS. Who was the last president that did that? Oh, Richard Nixon. Oh, my gosh. Obama and Nixon. Is Obama a clone of Richard Nixon? Could this be? Well, the last ones that did it was Nixon that we know of. Do you get any, you know, here's the other thing, too, is that the IRS is going after any, it's not just the Tea Party and the constitutionalist and, you know, you know, if you've got something in the title of your business or anything that's a nonprofit and it's got the word sovereign. How about that? How about, sovereign? How about, federalist? How about that? That would probably be in there too. I mean, anything, you know, veterans, the VA may be under IRS scrutiny because it's got the word veterans in it, thanks to this administration. And, you know, you've even got Feinstein going, hey, you know, this has just gone too far. Let's get some kind of investigation going here. And don't tell me it's two people in Omaha, Nebraska that did it all. It couldn't be. Two people in Omaha, Nebraska, just stick it in the computer. Oh, let's look at everything with Tea Party on it because, you know what, we're being paid by the government and Obama's paying as well. We want to keep them in here. How about this? Do you get credit for turning in somebody that has a Tea Party or is you know, or something like this? You call the IRS. Remember how you can call the IRS if somebody's cheating on their taxes? You can do that.
Yes, there was a time that you knew who the IRS people were and you could go to them directly.
Go to them, and then what you could do is, and then you say, I know this person is cheating on their taxes, and guess what? You could get a part of that.
Ooh.
So now can you turn in your next door neighbor, Bad Bob? Because they've got a, you know, business or a nonprofit that says, you know, it's got the word Tea Party in it. Like, how about this? How about you sell Earl Grey tea? You turn it, hey, they've got the word tea in it, you know, so now they're under investigation. Do you get money for that? Thanks again, Mr. Obama. And you know, don't say, oh, he didn't know. So what? He's in charge. You know what? He's in charge. It's his people doing it. It's like Benghazi. Say what you want. He was in charge, but he appointed the people in it. He had an ambassador get slaughtered with guns that they sold to him, and he didn't do anything about it, and he went to a fundraiser the next day. Come on. Come on. You know, at what point do you go, oh, well, you know what? Maybe there is something to this. When? When does that happen? When does it, you know, when it happens? I heard people talk. You know, they're comparing President Obama to Nelson Mandela. I mean, my gosh. I mean, how can you do that? Well, you know, how about Martin Luther King, who died for his cause, who went out and organized and was out there and didn't have it handed to him, that fought, you know, like hell for this. Obama is a extremely well-crafted person that has become the president of the United States, and not only once, but twice. I mean, I applaud him for that. He is our president. But come on. When he does things that are wrong or they're stupid or his administration, you know, stand up and take it. Take the responsibility. Bad Bob.
No, he's just sort of a designer label president when you come down to it. He was packaged and sold just like a commodity.
Did great. Whoever's the packaging there, we ought to have him come into our marketing. Okay. Now, here's something that's close to Linda's heart. O.J. Simpson wants a new trial. He wants his armed robbery conviction overturned. He wants to get out of jail.
Well, you know how I feel about him. I think he should have fried.
Well, yeah.
Then that's the bottom line. So I really, he's a waste. He's a waste of our time and our money and our energy. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, then that's it. Okay, Reading.com, the Reading Searchlight now wants to charge $9.99 for a subscription if you want to get your news online and be able to, you know, comment and do everything else to get all the stories. It's going to start costing you $9.99, or I think you have to have subscriptions, you know, to the regular paper to do it. Over 500 comments on this after Silas dropped the ball.
Have you read any of the comments?
I've read, oh yeah. Yeah. You know, you.
Now, let me ask before I even have read a word. Let me guess. Are most of them negative?
Well, believe it or not, I'd say probably 65. I haven't read all of them because I can only read so many before I just, you know, I get this regurgitation going. But, you know, some of them say, well, that's it. You know, it's liberal press. I'm not going to pay for this. Others say it's right wing press. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to do it. Others say is I'm not going to pay for something that I can get free from other sources, which isn't exactly true. I mean, you can get CNN and headline news, all that free, Fox, but you can't get local news per se free. Silas and Shauna, the editor and the publisher, came in last week to talk to us about that. You know, asked us not to say anything, which we didn't. We respected that. On doing this. And let's face it, what they're doing is, you know, the printed media is going downhill. You can say anything you want, but it's going downhill. It's disappearing. So you need to do something. They had more hits on this, the north of Sacramento, than any other internet media. Was on the Record Searchlight. They have to find a way to make money out of this.
How does USA do it?
Well, they
charge. Is it because their banner ads that they have everywhere?
They have their ads international, and they have their ads plus they have they sell their papers everywhere in the United States. And it's and then you get into a cost per view and all this thing. But with the Record Searchlight, they have to do something because print media is not going to keep them afloat. It just won't. So they've got to go to this.
When you go to a hotel, anywhere, it seems like the point newspaper is USA. So I wonder if they've got some kind of, obviously, deal with the corporation on that. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. What are your thoughts? KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets are starting the week in negative territory on chatter that the Federal Reserve may be scaling back on its efforts to boost the economy. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the central bank is crafting a plan to reduce its $85 billion a month bond buying program, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down almost 60 points. Meanwhile, the big three automakers have won a majority of the categories in the vehicle quality survey conducted by Strategic Vision. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler all gained market share in the first quarter for the first time in 20 years. The companies also topped sales forecasts last month, leading the auto industry to the best April since 2007. And ABC is launching an app allowing viewers to watch live programming online or on their mobile devices. This makes the Disney-owned station the first broadcast network to stream its shows online. The Watch ABC app will be available in New York and Philadelphia May 14th. The service will expand to other markets by the end of the summer. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
The 65th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town this week. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds Water Life this week for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Call the Rodeo Grounds for tickets at 241-8559.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for 1 day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning, KCNR fans. Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have around 90 today. Anywhere between 87 and 90 lows tonight with clouds, cloudy skies, 61. Let's go to the phones. Charles, we were, before we, took a break, we were talking about Reading.com and, the fact that they want to start charging a monthly fee of $10 if you want to go online. How do you feel about that?
Hello?
Charles, you're online.
This is not the first time they've tried this. About, a decade or so ago, maybe a little longer time ago than that, they closed off access to the website to all but those who paid a subscription fee, and that lasted for, as I recall, about a year or two before they very, very quietly dropped that policy like a like a hot potato.
Really? I didn't know they'd done this before. It must have been over 6 years ago.
This is longer time ago than that.
Okay. Wow. So they've tried it before and it didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
So why do you think it'll work this time?
They're gonna put their hand to the lever and pull and hope it doesn't come up lemons.
No,
to use the slot machine analogy here.
Yeah. Okay, Charles, that's interesting. I didn't know they tried it before and it failed.
Yeah, the subscription page, by the way, does not, if you click on subscriptions, it does not mention a $9.99 per month subscription charge. It actually mentions a $150 per year subscription charge.
Well, you can, yeah, but they said it's $10 a month. Or if you get the paper.
If
you get the paper.
In his comment.
Yeah. If you get the paper, too, I think that counts. You can get the paper and the online.
The paper, a regular print subscription, costs considerably more than $150 a year.
Well, you know what? Hey, you want your news free?
Well,
listen to the radio. Listen to the radio.
Well, most periodicals, unless I miss my guess, do not make the majority of their money from subscriptions at all. They make it from ad sales.
Yeah, well, I think there's a problem with ad sales and the printed media, and they get, I know, this is something they're trying.
They sell ads online, too.
Yeah, that's true, and those ads are still going to be there.
How does Yahoo make its money? How does Google make their, how does the company that operates Bing, how do they make their money? I mean, it's ad sales.
Oh yeah, I mean, still ad sales are still going to be there,
and ad sales.
I can't imagine if this would at first knock down their number of hits they get, if that makes a difference. Anyway, hey Charles, we got somebody else waiting, so thanks for your phone call.
All right,
Brian. Good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, how's it going, Carl?
We're doing fine. You got a comment about the Reading record searchlight?
Yeah, personally, I don't think the words that they have are worth writing on paper, and so I wouldn't actually subscribe to anything. And I dropped their newspaper years ago. And personally, if you go online, the ads are even more intrusive than they are on a newspaper. They are worse online. And I've seen so many sites destroy their sites because they've got to make so much money off of these ads because everybody has to click on them, and they make so much money that way, too. I don't know.
The parts when you're doing ads in a newspaper is when all of a sudden these things just fill up the whole page. An ad fills up the whole page. And you can't get away from it. You can't find a place to click it to close it, and it just follows you up and down the page. I mean, that's enough not to read something.
Well, but, it is. And like I said, there were words of paper they write them on anyway, so.
Yeah.
They're not getting any money from me. I'd rather just go on the 7R app and look real quick at what's going on than to look at the record searchlight.
Well, if you want to find out what's going on, you can listen to KCNR. If you want to make a comment, here you go, just like you did.
You guys are the only station I listen to 24/7, 7 days a week. I don't listen to any other station. I've listened to everything, and I have found my home, and I'm very comfortable where I'm at.
Well, we're glad to have you here in the family, then.
Brian, that deserves a great big old fat hug and kiss. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
Hey, you know what? We're here with our buddy and somebody who's been in the business about the same length of time as we have, John Bosniani. Good morning, John.
Morning, Carl.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm laughing because...
Better than last time.
Well, it's morning time, you know. You have to stay up late when it comes to all those people inquiring about
too, isn't there?
What's happening right now.
Going on with that, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. John Bosniani of Bosniani Arms. We're going to talk about the gun business. And we've talked a lot about all these laws that are coming through. We're going to have Sam Paredes on, by the way, after 8 o'clock. And by the way, also want to announce is that we're doing something today that's never been done before in the city of Reading. And it's going to happen here at KCNR 1460. But you need to hang in here. Tell your friends. Pass it around that something's going to happen today around 8:30. That hasn't happened before. But before that happens, we're going to talk to John Bosniani. We're going to talk the gun business. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Take off the tin-foiled hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, this Monday as constitutional and Tea Party activist Chris Ann Hall will be in studio to teach us about the Constitution and how we can stop totalitarianism. That's this Monday with Chris Ann Hall on Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Northern California Veterans Museum, Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates, 21st Century Oncology, Shasta County Veterans Services Office, and Shasta County Adult Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, May the 13th, and we
are streaming live.
Streaming live here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water is drawn from their protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, the best tasting, purest, natural source of spring water in the world. For more information, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit MountShastaSpringwater.com. John Bastiani has joined us today.
Welcome back, John.
Morning.
Okay, John.
He's got the same morning so far.
John, you started Bastiani Arms a little bit after we started up here at Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, and it was about a year into Obama's first administration.
Yeah. So did you
we know.
Obviously, Linda and I were clueless, but you're smarter than that. About when we started something, we started the radio station. When you started your gun store.
Yeah, we had several months that it took us to start up, get all infrastructure in place. And before we started receiving firearms and got the FFL cleared, we were ordering ammo and still waiting for local licenses to show up. So we had months to prepare for the opening. And I had forgotten how difficult it was to obtain product when everybody's in a panic.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's, according to at least one of our distributors, about five times worse than it was the first time he got elected in the supply chain. So you can't just go onto one of our distributors of the dozen that we have and place an order. It doesn't matter if you filter the products, you know, by type. You just go to a distributor, click handguns, show me what you have in stock, and there might be five. So we've almost been relying on one distributor for the last 3 months. They've pretty much kept us in business with handguns and rifles and ammo.
Wow.
Well, give me a visual here. Like, I was back in Tennessee. I happened upon an ammo factory. I didn't even know. I was just driving back someplace and went, oh, my gosh, gunpowder, making ammunition. And it was legal. It was a company. It wasn't like it was backwoods kind of thing, but. When there's a factory, does it work just like a car dealership where you have the factory and then you have a dealer? So when you talk about you deal, but then you were talking about the guy, the in-between guys. So yeah, is there a
middleman?
Black market on maybe the middleman that you don't even know about that could be happening right now with people dealing with, stockpiling? People.
Oh yeah, everybody's stockpiling. I'm guilty as well, but.
But that causes some of the shortages too, but, you know, and I had somebody say, well, has the federal government done anything to take weapons or go after the weapons? And you're probably, they've been fighting them at the federal government, but the thought was there and a lot of the words were said. So a lot of people were buying things. I mean, just buying them up. I mean, thousands of rounds instead of hundreds of rounds.
Yeah, the federal assault weapons ban that they had planned is pretty much squashed, but the demand for the product has not gone away. We figured, you know, since California and a few others are the worst states, when everybody else in the country relaxed, we'd start to see some of this stuff come back. Well, it hasn't lightened up terribly much. It's still very difficult to get product. I'm taking my iPad in the middle of the night, I'm setting my alarm for 4 a.m. Or if I'm up past midnight, I'm checking every hour at home every day. And except for the days I just cannot stay awake.
Well, I understand too, Ruger, who is an American company out of Prescott, Arizona, they're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
yeah,
trying to keep up, and they're backed up. But one of the things they said from when people mail back in their responses after they buy a weapon, he said over 30% of the people that are buying weapons are all first-time buyers.
Oh, we have more first-time buyers than I've ever seen before.
Yeah. So first-time buyers tells me something, that it's not like somebody that's got two or three weapons and goes in again. First-time buyers, I mean, if that makes up a third of your clientele, that's got to be, that's got to be interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it's probably the most disappointing when you have the first-time buyer who's really excited to get what they've been reading about or finally into buying a gun, and our selection is one-tenth of what it was last year. And, if we can't interest them in something we have, they say, well, can you order me this or that? And it's just impossible. We're at the mercy of our distributors calling us up. Each one calls about once a week and says, we have this many of Smith & Wesson M&P. How many would you like to buy? Okay, well, as many as you will allow me. That might be two. That might be one. Or a box of 30-30.
A box of ammunition. Now, and this, I've told this story many times. You go into the gun store, and somebody leans over and says, we've got some ammo coming in tomorrow. Would you like a couple of boxes? Yes, be here by this time. I can't guarantee it after that. So you run down there to buy two boxes of ammunition.
Yeah, they'll call us up and say, we have 223 in stock. And I say, how much will you allow us to buy? Five. Okay, is that five cases or five boxes? Oh, boxes? Then I'll pass.
It's not hard. You've got such limited amount, you don't even put it out, do you? Or are you putting even everything out?
I'll have a little confession here from at least our 3-year anniversary.
I love confessions.
You know, 3 weeks prior to our anniversary event, I kept saying, oh, we don't have this caliber. We don't have that caliber. We had it in very, very limited amounts. And we saved every single box that came in so that for that event, we'd have something to put on the shelves. And, you know, it feels awkward looking at somebody and saying, no, we don't have it. Well, it's just not available for sale yet. That's all it's...
We're polishing them up.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you have 12 boxes prep. Of something, yeah. What's the point of putting it out?
Dealer prep.
Yeah.
So, I know this is, some people say, well, this is a tough business to be in when you've sold everything you own, you know, that you've got out there. But the hard part is that you have sold everything. It's not just you. It's across the country. You can go to websites, and let's just use one. You know, just one. I'm not going to mention it, but this one's a huge one. And if you click on ammunition, every one of them says out of stock. Every caliber, really esoteric calibers, that's kind of like, whoa, is there even a gun that shoots that? They've got maybe two boxes of that. Everything else is gone. And this whole thing is, I'm like you, I thought it would abate. But the problem with California is, and we're going to find out when we talk to Sam Paredes here in about 10 minutes, they're passing laws. They've got 38 laws working their way through the assembly right now. And that if they pass them, as you told me, if you've got any weapon, any rifle that accepts a magazine.
That's semi-automatic,
it's gone. They're not going to, well.
You would either have to turn it in or register it as an assault weapon.
Right.
So, yeah. Register your 1022s.
Yeah, we got to take a break here. John Bastiani, Bastian Arms is our guest, and we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up and Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
a few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We're live here on KCNR 1460. Never ask a question right before break. It means the producer
when
has to,
will you learn?
I know. That you ask don't a question ask like, what did you do back on Tuesday? And they're like, 7:55 in the morning here on KCNR. It's the 13th, currently 63 degrees. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Steak Granite, the place that we love to go, to go check out, you know, what's new in stock. Mike Huber does a great job. They did our kitchen. Next will be the bathrooms. If you have counters or fire pits or anything like that, go to the experts, Estate Granite. And that's Mike Huber, the owner, 241-7866. And you can go to our website. You'll see his advertisements scrolling across the top as well at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, our guest is John Bastiani of Bastiani Arms. We've been talking about the situation almost everybody, every gun dealer has found himself in. And that is there's lots of demand and no product. Some people would say, oh my gosh, that's pretty good. Except for one thing is when you can't get product that customers just kind of like fall off.
Yes.
And once you've sold everything, there's nothing to sell. So that's bad.
Yeah.
Or it could be.
It's almost like slitting your own throat, but we have told plenty of customers, you know, it's not just us.
Oh no, if you're this looking, is everybody.
If you're looking for a Ruger LCR and we don't have it and you know there's another one in town somewhere, go buy it immediately because I don't know when we'll get it. So if you need to have that gun and you've seen it somewhere, don't drive to us and drive to somewhere else to price shop. Go back to the place you saw it and buy it.
Because
we won't be getting one anytime soon.
And it won't be there in 5 days.
Or we may have a distributor call us tomorrow morning and say we have 10 of them, but we don't know. We can't check status of inventory online. When you do, I filter all the searches, you know, leave out products that are not in stock. All of those websites that do that are all completely screwed up and they'll give results of 0 and results of 1 and 10. So that doesn't work anyway.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Where are you on? Where's Bastiani Arms going here? I mean, I know everybody, you're entrenched in here and I know that you've got a really solid customer base.
I'm not going anywhere.
As you should. No, I mean, going forward. I know great gunsmithing, everything that you got there is good. So you just right now is going to ride out this thing till the guns start showing up again.
Yeah, we will ride it out. We are not going anywhere anytime soon. Despite what the shelves may look like from time to time, but believe it or not, we have had full shelves over the last month. Things are starting to trickle back. We might get 5 Glocks at a time.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of did a little happy dance when we got our first Ruger Mark III.
Why are Glocks really so popular? Can you tell us in 1 minute?
I don't personally like them. Yeah. I don't think they're comfortable, but they're extremely reliable. You can drive over them with a car and they'll still function. You can dunk them in the mud and they will still function. They're still accurate. They're an industry staple. Those and the Springfield XDs and the Smith & Wesson M&Ps, all three of which I wish we had in abundance.
Well, we will sometime. We will get back. John, thanks for coming on today and letting us know how, you know, one of our, local gun shops how you're doing out here and how you, you know, how business can be so good, but it's kind of frightening at the same time. Nothing's here.
And you're here to stay.
And you're here to stay.
Yeah, we are here to stay.
And we know you are. This is Bastiani Arms, our place of choice when we go down for guns or training.
What are your hours again?
8:30 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday.
You got great hats too.
Yeah, and we'll give them out. Come on in. We'll
come
give
on
them
in
out.
Get a free hat. All right. We'll be right
great
back
staff.
after the news with Sam Paredes. We're talking about gun laws in California.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A Republican senator wants the head of the IRS to resign over the tax agency's admission it targeted conservative groups. Fox News has learned senior IRS officials knew about it in 2011.
A simple apology on a conference call is not enough by a long shot.
Jenny Beth Martin is co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots and says her organization got a lot of scrutiny but still hasn't heard back on its tax-exempt status request. President Obama may be asked about that in a few minutes when he takes questions at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president and Prime Minister David Cameron have been meeting at the Oval Office over the past hour. They have plenty of ground to cover, from responding to the violence and chemical weapons use in Syria to the windup of military actions in Afghanistan to economic problems that continue to plague both countries. They'll hold a joint news conference in a short time. It's not clear what questions will be asked, but this may afford the president his first opportunity to comment on that scandal over at the IRS. Dave?
Mike, a farmer takes on an agriculture giant at the Supreme Court and loses. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
In this case, Goliath won the Supreme Court unanimously, siding with seedmaker Monsanto in its legal fight with an Indiana soybean farmer. The farmer was sued after reusing Monsanto's patented Roundup Ready seeds in violation of the patent agreement. The farmer arguing he was buying the genetically modified seeds through his local grain elevator. Justice Elena Kagan concluding the farmer planted the soybeans solely to make and market replicas, thus depriving Monsanto of the reward of patent law. Dave.
Jared, the Philadelphia jury deliberating for a tenth day if an abortion doctor murdered babies alive sent the judge a note this morning saying they're hung on two of the counts against Dr. Kermit Gosnell. Fans of the TV show 24 will love this. Jack Bauer's coming back next May. Fox will air a 12-episode miniseries, still called 24, but some hours will be skipped in the storytelling. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The search for bodies is over in Bangladesh, nearly 3 weeks after a garment factory building collapsed. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has more on this live.
The 19-day search and rescue operation was called off today. Rescuers with the military say they don't expect to find any more bodies after recovering 1,127. One woman was found alive on Friday after 17 days trapped in the rubble. The government is under pressure to improve conditions in an industry where accidents are common. They've accounted a rise in the minimum wage and told workers they can form trade unions without prior permission from factory owners. Dave?
Emily, a man and his 4 children are dead along with another adult after a house fire late last night in Pennsylvania.
Fire officials say the blaze broke out 5 minutes before midnight Sunday into Monday and was under control within an hour. The fire chief in Pottsville says that crews had to be careful going through the structure because of the extensive amount of damage. The cause isn't known.
That's Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP. A neighbor says the children's mother was doing laundry down the street at the time, and because her washer was broken, they noticed the smoke, ran to the house, but could not rescue anyone. James Holmes' lawyers returned to court today in Colorado. He's the gunman accused of turning a midnight Batman movie into a massacre last year, and his lawyers want to change his plea to not guilty by reason of insanity.
Earlier this year, Holmes' attorney said state laws regarding an insanity plea in a death penalty case were unconstitutional, that the mental evaluation process opened their client up to self-incrimination, and this issue will likely crop up again now that we know the prosecution is seeking the death penalty. Many of the victims in this case have said they think Holmes' actions prior to the shooting show that he's evil, not insane. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The man charged with killing four people on an eastern Kansas farm goes to court this afternoon. Kyle Flagg being held on $10 million bond. One of the victims, an 18-month-old child. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 38 despite a report earlier that retail sales rose last month more than expected. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's May 13th, 8:05 in the morning, we're talking today. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a warm day today with getting up to the high of 90. We're going to update that temperature in just a minute. Clouds with temperatures around 61 degrees tonight. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We have lots of calls on this morning. Let's go to our Wells Fargo expert with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages are taking a breather this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41 points at 15,076. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1632. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 3 points at 3433. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft up 6 cents, trading at 3275. Tesla Motors up $6.55 at 83 and a quarter. First Solar up $2.44 at 5178. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down a dime at $19.30. North Valley Bank off 21 cents at $17.35. Bank of Commerce off a penny at $5.03. For commodities, gold is down $5 an ounce at $14.31. Silver up a penny at $23. Crude oil down a dollar and a half, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute every Monday through Friday, every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you've got any questions. And I tell you what, there's a lots of questions when it comes to investment and Wall Street. Call your Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. Okay, hey, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning. You're live on KCNR. How's that feel to have that special attention from the IRS?
Well, they're getting special attention from us because our lead attorney is Jay Sekulo from the American Center of Law and Justice. So it's interesting. The first set of questions we got looked like the Obama health care bill, and the last set was only 2 pages. So there are some things moving along, but I really can't talk a lot about it. Definitely an intimidation process. Some of the things that they wanted to ask us about, who our speakers were, what they did, what they said, what flyers we hand out.
Members?
Pardon me? Members, yeah, which we don't have any of.
Yeah, no.
But, we explained that, but again, you made a comment this morning that makes a lot of sense, and I want to get on to what's happening tonight. But the comment you made this morning that does make a lot of sense, a lot of the things that they asked deterred some Tea Parties too, scared them. They really had nowhere to go. And it's horrible what's happened. And I know Jay Sekulo has around 1,300 hours in this thing. So this is not going to end anytime soon. I'm telling you that.
It's more than Tea Party, too. They've gone into other things. There was a Jewish nonprofit that they went after them also. This thing is bigger than they thought, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Yep, it's big. Anyway, tonight at Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonneview Road, Chris Ann Hall, who is an attorney and a former prosecutor, and she was fired, actually, after teaching the Constitution to Tea Party groups. She's a disabled veteran of the U.S. Army. She's a Russian linguist, a mother, a pastor's wife, and a patriot. She travels the country teaching the Constitution. So basically, she wouldn't sacrifice her liberty for a paycheck. And she's also going to be, I guess, on your Agenda 21 program today.
I'm sure she will.
And, but she is a wonderful, wonderful speaker, has been on Fox News. She's an amazing speaker, and we're excited to have her tonight. And again, she's going to be on the Agenda 21 program,
starts,
I believe, today.
Yeah, it starts this morning at 10 o'clock. Now, with that, with somebody that teaches the Constitution, is a military disabled veteran, you know, I mean, she must have hit every one of those boxes with the IRS.
Yeah, it's really something. But but really and truly, I know that there was around 65 Tea Parties that were targeted, and the main focus was anybody who had the name Patriot or Tea Party in it. And we were a little unique because of the branching process we can do. So it's really been special. In fact, we have a meeting at 10:30 up there this morning. Mark and I talked to the attorneys last week, and it's just very interesting what's going to shake down with this whole thing. But the IRS really stepped over it, and this could be, as you said, the smoking gun for the Obama administration. We all know what Nixon did.
Well, you know what that is that the last one to do this was Nixon. And and I haven't been really been paying attention to it too much, but I would like to think is that the liberal newscasters and, these blogs and all this would be jumping in just screaming. Because I tell you what, you go after one side, then you're going to go after the other at some point. So, you know, I would think that they'd want this not to happen too. They'd want their freedom to be able to have their nonprofits or their organizations without being targeted specifically by a bunch of thugs, bureaucratic thugs from an administration.
I think that's true, but you know, we can't keep going down this path. There's no fairness on the far left. There just isn't. Wait till you talk to Sam today. There just isn't. Come on, if a boy feels like a girl, he can go take a shower with your daughter. Really? I mean,
yeah.
You know, there really isn't. It's just tough to go down that road.
In Ontario, I've got to get off now. If you read that same article that was up here in the Record Searchlight, if you read it down in Sacramento, completely different. You can say, oh, Record Searchlight's like this. But if you read that same article, same thing, that same subject in Sacramento, my God, the things that we're doing for these kids to keep them safe. It has nothing to do, of course, with you as a, you know, parent with children, but it was completely different. I mean, the whole spin on it was different. The Record Searchlight had something out that had the facts. The Sacramento Bee had a story that had nothing to do except with the name of it. Anyway, we got to run tonight. It sounds like you're going to have a great meeting. We're going to have her on at 10 o'clock for Agenda 21.
So you can meet her in person tonight.
That's
Chris
right.
Chris Ann Hall. Meet her in person tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and Sam Peretta should be calling in here next minute or two. If not, we'll just keep going. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. If you haven't stopped by there, you need to stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership on Reading Crown Motors. They serve not only Reading, but the Hall of the North State. They've got every type of used car, new car, truck, SUV that you could possibly imagine, and their service department is second to none. That's Reading Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Looks like we're having a little problem getting Sam Paredes on here, but we still got John Bastiani here. But, you know, before we get to that, let's talk about a couple other things here. With just talking to, representatives of the Reading Tea Party, And the impact this has, that of 13 is how many organizations, they're saying 65, and the Wall Street Journal said, no, it's spreading out everywhere. To think that our government is looking at people and is going after them. Now, they're looking at the nonprofits, my friends. So if it's nonprofits, what are other nonprofits, like churches? And so if you think about it, John's sitting there, he's giggling, but that's the other thing, because there were churches this time that made statements, as do churches do, about who, you know, about voting. That's not their primary. That's not what they do primarily, their churches, but they actually had ideas about it. And what happened is now, if they're looking at nonprofits like Tea Parties, Constitutionalists, Jewish organizations, that want freedom or want fairness in Israel. These are all ones I've seen. Is the next one going to be our little country church or our Catholic church going after them, you know, by the IRS? Is that something that could happen?
Oh, it's happened.
Looking at them and saying, you know what, if you're going to say this, then get your designation as being a 501, you know, nonprofit organization. So, anyway, we're waiting to get Sam Paredes online, and he looks like he's hung up someplace. So we're just going to keep going here. John, let's just finish up. John Bastiani is still here. Let's just finish up some questions here before I have to leave, because I have to leave in a few minutes because we're getting ready to have something here we've never had before, or nobody else ever in Reading's ever done before. First, right here at KCNR.
Wow.
I have to leave the area.
Oh, wow.
Well, here, I can't say anything about it because I've been sworn to secrecy. And if not, I was told that something horrible would happen to me. Not horrible. They just said that they would go, nah, 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 you know, at me. So
let's go back to Bastiani for a second. John, how many employees do you have?
Six or seven.
And they're pretty much full time.
Depends on which day.
Yeah.
And they work long. You work long days. So if somebody comes in.
We work very long days.
And you close at what time?
6 o'clock.
So a lot of times people will come
6 o'clock if we have no customers in the shop.
Well, then let's say, and recently, ever since we've been going through the crate in the last 10 months especially, wouldn't you say that people right after work are running over at 5:30?
Oh, absolutely.
So oftentimes, you have your employees remain till finish the process till 8 o'clock.
That sounds bad. Make my employees. employees stay.
They can.
But you don't shut down your shop when it says 6. That's the bottom line.
At 6 o'clock, whatever customers are in the store remain in the store until they are done.
Okay.
And front door does get locked, but, I mean, we've been there until 7:30, 7:45 sometimes.
Well, to purchase a firearm is such a, it's a large, it's a responsibility. It's, you know, do I really want to, you know, how does this thing work?
Yeah.
And a lot of times people will purchase a firearm and then take the class. They'll have it packed away and then they'll take the class. And so they can figure out how to work the firearm. But it's great that you have your experts in there that always make, I know for a woman, from a woman coming in, make us feel, or myself, I can speak for myself, that I'm speaking to people that don't, I don't feel intimidated, or they don't make me feel intimidated. Like, what do you mean? You don't know about that? Because we don't. Not just women. People who've never used a gun before don't know. So there's a lot of, how many would you say the percentage would be for first time gun owners?
Probably 30% right now. Versus normally pre-panic, about 1 out of 10.
You guys are calling it pre-panic and pre-panic 2?
Yeah. Well, this would be panic number 2.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. Carl and about our guest is John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. And, we're going to, continue talking about this. It's the, not only that, but you know, when you get into something as personal as that. Now, when you get back, you might want to talk about, the fact is that the weapons companies and the ammo companies have been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to keep up with this. And, I mean, this is not just the big ammo, like the 45 you're buying, or the 9mm.
It's all.
All ammo. 22, 17. Ammunition you would not think is going to be, it's not going to be used like in, you know, door to door, you know, fighting. But this is, you know, things you use to plink with. So I think that ought to be something to talk about is that one. Are they ever going to get their arms around that one? We'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How you doing this Monday morning? Yeah. Well, you know, Carl's ripped out of here this morning, and we just got back. Hey, happy belated Mother's Day. It was my mother's 80th birthday on Friday, so we drove down to Sacramento and took her to the firehouse and then had the, you know, family members all get together and celebrate an early Mother's Day. So thank you for all you moms out there who help our world be a better place. And for those of you who are mother people in a way, even if you haven't like birthed that child, you still mother or you mentor. It's something to be mindful about. And so we're very grateful to that female energy. We're talking about, you know, guns don't have to be something that's just guys. Because, you know, obviously the big rage, girls with guns. Recently there was something that came out that was about a bill that Jerry Brown has approved, a legislation that will allocate $24 million to hire special agents that will track down and seize guns from 20,000 Californians who have been disqualified from owning them. Thousands of Californians have made legal purchases of handguns or assault rifles, but have since become ineligible from owning them due to mental illness or a criminal conviction. John Bastiani is here today, and I just wanted to ask John, okay, does that mean so... somebody's depressed and they've been put on an antidepressant?
No, if you've been committed to an institution, involuntarily, then you would get a 5150 and, not be allowed to own firearms.
Could you explain to our listeners what a 5150 is?
Basically you've been determined to be legally insane or for a short period of time, you know, your mental capacity was diminished because of stress or whatever.
Right. Well, how about on the other hand, along the lines of what happens when you start to, you know, we call it, you know, the nanny state of it. If somebody has had a fight with a girlfriend or a boyfriend, It may just be like a yelling fight, somebody next door calls the cops because you're in a screaming match. I mean, how many of you out there haven't been raised your voice at one time? I mean, we all strive to not raise our voices because we want peace and harmony in our lives. But every now and then you could scream and yell. And it could be because you stubbed your toe and you have a rant. I mean, just hypothetically. So the neighbors call, police come, and all of a sudden on your record is a domestic violence, a house call because of, presumed domestic violence. The next thing you know, and it could be not true at all. Now, is that something that's going to affect your being able to purchase a handgun?
If it goes through the court system and you have been deemed to have a domestic violence or a restraining order, absolutely, you will not be able to purchase firearms.
Okay, well, a restraining order I can understand. I mean, there's a reason the courts go all the way to a restraining order.
Yeah.
So, and then we've realized in the past that there's been people who have had restraining orders that have bucked the system. They're going to get a gun anyway, and they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. So the restraining order is kind of a shield at times, but it's not. Not to put anybody in fear mode. But, you know, just kind of thinking about, you know, what does this mean, 20,000 people, hire a team? So people are going to get all of a sudden their door is going to be knocked on and they're going to say, you know, let's come through, let me confiscate them, and they'll look at where your guns are. Doesn't that start the idea of a black market?
It would definitely boost the black market sales.
Or people who want to bury their firearms in the back and say, I'm sorry, but.
I think everybody might want to do that pretty soon.
Well, it also, it was talking, in this particular article about a certain, special firearm that they were, looking at, that was an issue. Mark Len, author of the new legislation, said California is the system that tracks cases in which gun owners become disqualified from keeping their weapons, but has always lacked the funds to go after them. Later on, it goes down to say in a 3-year period, about 20,000 Californians owning about 40,000 weapons became ineligible to keep them, according to State Bureau of Firearms. The $24 million in surplus funds, which comes from fees paid when Californians purchase weapons, goes on to say, will provide dozens of agents the means to find the illegally owned firearms. But opponents of the new legislation are disturbed that the money for the gun seizures comes from fees inflicted upon lawful gun buyers. So in other words, is this saying as a gun shop owner that there's going to be another tax, another fee tacked onto already?
I think they're taking part of the DROS fees, the dealer's record of sale. For that.
What's it take? We're going to take a break. When we come back, what does it take to become, you know, I've just admired that so much. It's like I know what we had to go through with FCC and having to be qualified to actually, you know, be able to have a business where we could come on the air. Kind of curious of what it takes to become a gun shop owner. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. My guest is John Bastiani from Bastiani Arms.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiancresso. President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron will meet reporters at the White House shortly. They'll be discussing Syria's civil war, among other topics. An IRS campaign targeting conservative organizations went beyond Tea Party and Patriot groups to include those focused on government spending, the Constitution, and other broad areas. Republicans promised to investigate, and some Democrats also want answers.
California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein on NBC's Meet the Press says she's concerned, too.
My understanding is the Inspector General is doing a report. That report should be out shortly, and I think we have to take a good look at it.
The White House says the president expects swift and appropriate steps to address any misconduct.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. Barbara Walters announces she will retire next year from ABC's The View, which she started in 1997. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings, Senior Expo Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Wait. We got to go back. Wait. Carl's live on the line.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you know, I came down here to this bank to have a meeting with somebody, and it looks really strange. There's everybody's kind of, I think I've stepped back in time.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it looks like maybe the 1870s are here. Oh. And there's people dressed up in, wow, girls are dressed up with feathers and feathers, mainly feathers. This is pretty cool. You know, we're down here at the, can I see where we're at now? Or not yet? Can I? Well, can I see which?
I heard Asphalt Not Cowboys yet. In the background.
Okay, I can't say exactly where I'm at right now, but I can talk to this gent named Rocky. He looks pretty tough here. He's all decked out. So, Rocky, good morning. Good morning. So, everybody seems to be dressed a little bit differently than you do regularly for business. What's going on?
Well, Cornerstone Community Bank is really proud to be taking a part of the community tradition that we do every year. This is something that we're waiting for the Asphalt Cowboys to come in, and
the Asphalt Cowboys. So these guys look pretty dangerous. I'm seeing people dressed in yellow here. I mean, are you feeling like there's some danger here?
Oh, I don't know what's going to be coming through these doors here in a second.
You know, hey. I'm not sure, but it looks like Linda. They're got a barn down here too, so I may be a little bit late coming back.
Is this like am I looking into like the vision of Tombstone?
That's it. It looks like Tombstone here. And you know what? I'm seeing dance hall girls that are sitting up there, blondes, brunettes, and like, did I say feathers? There's lots of feathers here.
I know you said feathers, but that could be I understand. I could see the clothes, because you know what happens with women when they're with the man who likes to watch the same movie over and over again?
Okay, I do like Tombstone, but I'm telling you, I think this will be a little bit different than Tombstone here today. But if you come in, if you walked into the bank right now, Rocky, what would you see?
Oh, you'd see hay bales, you'd see a lot of happy faces, you'd also see a look of anticipation as we're looking at out the door, at the parking lot, bunch of, yellow shirts, green ties, cowboy hats.
Okay, so, and then tell me about the bars you have here. Is this something you set up every day at the Cornerstone?
Well, not every day, but we do like to have fun here. But this is all for show. We are a community bank here, so we try to keep it, at least PG.
Okay, let's PG here. We're trying to keep it PG here. So I'm gonna walk around here and talk to. Is that okay if I talk to some of the girls?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I mean,
of course.
Okay. They're waving.
Are you asking me or them?
Oh, here's one right here. Okay. Now do you feel like something's going on today, young lady?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but I have a feeling there could be something coming.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Lee.
Okay, Lee's back here with her cowboy hat on, and it looks like, were you ever like Miss Reading Rodeo or something?
I wish I was that cool. But no. Maybe just a rodeo queen.
just maybe a rodeo queen, but sitting here ready to go with those, wow, did they have that? Those nails look like you must have spent like 8 hours on those, doing those fingernails. Is that for today?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so, okay. so Carl, listen, on this end, does she have, feathers on, or are you just,
No, she's just got a cowboy hat. Oh. Now we're going to the feather girls
okay. Right
now.
Just a cowboy
okay.
hat.
This is our first feather. This is our first feather girl here. So what's your name? And, how'd you get in here today?
Get in the bank? I work here.
You work here, and you know what? I have got a lot to say about Cornerstone Bank here. If you all dress like this on Mondays, what Fridays look like?
You don't want to know.
Well, let me just say this. He's talking about, like I said, feathers and boas and girls that are here looking like they've getting ready for two dances for a dollar. Is that it?
Not at all.
Oh, Carly.
How about if you open up a bank account here? Can you get a dance for, like,
$500,000? No, we'll just smile real nice.
They're just smiling at us. Oh, okay, the one over here that's been poking fun at everybody. It's now her turn. And what's your name, young lady?
My name is Megan.
Okay, Megan, and so how long have you been working here?
I worked for Cornerstone Bank for about 4.5 years.
Okay, now, do you like dressing up like this?
Oh, I love it. I think it's great.
Now, so this is something you would do every day if you got a chance, is that right?
Oh, I don't know, every day. More than once a year, though?
More than once a year, okay, hey, now.
Carl?
Yes, yeah.
Would you do that every day if you got a chance?
Would I do this every day if I got a chance? Oh, yeah, I dress up like this every day if I got a chance. In fact, I'm looking at this guy. He looks like a bank guard right here. Let me get his name.
Tyler Johnson.
And so Tyler's sitting here. He's wearing really interesting chaps here. Something was that from Roadkill?
Absolutely. I'm going down I-5. You know, get out by some of the livestock yards out there. So it happened quick, but I made a quick use. Didn't waste any part of that cow.
No, I think this is, he's part of RKI. Have you heard of them? That's Roadkill Investigations. They go out and just do how they're killed, and then they make things out of them. So Tyler, though, looks like he's standing here ready to rock. Are you the bank guard here?
Absolutely. I can keep an eye on these girls here and keep everyone safe, so it's part of my job.
I notice you have to move from between these two girls. You must be doing a great job here.
It's a great place to be. I mean, I can't lie. So this is where I'm going to be for the rest of the day, I think.
Okay, do you feel safer, Megan?
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
I'm
Carl.
Not sure.
So, we're waiting to see what's happening with the Asphalt Cowboys, and Carl, we're going to have to take a break here.
Okay, take a break. If anything happens, I'll say it's time to come back real quick.
All right.
I'm just sitting here. We don't know what may happen, what may not happen.
All right, you just came down because we're kicking off Rodeo Week this week, and what a perfect.
We're kicking off rodeo.
And we know that we're going to also the Asphalt Cowboys. There's going to be a competition for all of the different banks as well as businesses in town. So we're going to be making the rounds as well to see who's got the best decorations because it is Rodeo Week. My guest still is John Bastiani. We've been talking guns. What a perfect place and what a perfect time as well. But we're going to take a break right here. KCNR 1460.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, this Monday as constitutional and Tea Party activist Chris Ann Hall will be in studio to teach us about the Constitution and how we can stop totalitarianism. That's this Monday with Chris Ann Hall on Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will. And his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Anytime Fitness, 3325 Placer Street, or give them a call, 255-8087.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown.
We have a special interruption here with Carl Bott live on location. What's happening? What's happening with Carl live on location?
There we go. We're back. You know, as soon as y'all left course, things started happening. I see a bunch of men in yellow around here. Can you tell me why you're dressed up like this?
Well, we're the Asphalt Cowboys, and we understand that at some point this morning, this bank is about to get hit.
This bank here could be robbed? There's a rumor that this hasn't been going on for like 60 years?
Yes, 60 years, and I think this year is the year we're going to get them.
Okay, can you hear me down there? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
We're right here, Carl. What's going on?
Well, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Did you just hear the last? Oh, here come the robbers in. Oh, you're never going to. Okay, it looks like Santa Claus. And it's Santa Claus with a mask on and Lady Liberty. Can this be? I'm not sure. Do the bank killers look terrified? Are you terrified? Here's one of the bank killers. Are you terrified?
Statue of Liberty, what's going on here?
Can you hear us there?
Carl, yes, are you in any danger?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you in any danger, Carl?
I don't think I'm in any danger, but wait, they're leaving. I am in danger of being trampled by people in yellow shirts. So we're heading out right now. Oh, there's gunfire. There's gunfire out front. Oh my gosh, there's more gunfire. Oh, more. Wait, we're in the middle of this. Wait, let me go get my 45. Oh. I think it's serious. I'm going back inside before I get hurt. I'm talking to Gordon Bond. What's going on here?
It seems to me that they're getting away again. Moving hot on their trail.
They're escaping in a bike pedaled wagon. Oh, and the shooting's going on. I'm just covered in black powder. Can you hear this?
We can hear it, Carl, live, and I just want to make sure our listeners know that this is Asphalt Cowboys mock holdup here that's happening at the Cornerstone Bank with Santa Claus and Lady Liberty who've gone in and gotten the loot. I think that, gosh, we really got an idea of what's happening there. It's kind of scary.
Well, you know what? I can't believe it. For 6 years in a row, they've had this thing going on. I think the police are on top of this, though. Well, I know the Asphalt Cowboys are. There go the Asphalt Cowboys around the corner. Oh, they're shooting again. Okay. Rocky.
You've just been hit.
Oh, yeah, we've been hit large. We've had shots fired all over the place. The Asphalt Cowboys are now in pursuit. And we're really happy to be a part of this event.
Well, you know what? The Asphalt Cowboys have once again tried to, after what, 50 years in a row, have tried to prevent this robbery. And for 50 years in a row, haven't quite made it. But they are in hot pursuit. So if you haven't seen Santa Claus or Lady Liberty riding around town, they've got money and they've got, I think they're dangerous.
I'd say so. Now it's up to the community to find the lone stranger and the sidekick.
Okay, and finally from the lady that was robbed, did you feel like you were in danger?
Oh, yeah. They came in and blaring. It was scary.
did you give them all your money?
I didn't have a choice.
All right, so how much did it come out to you? $1.98, or was it more than that?
I think it was more than that. I'm not sure. I was so scared here at Reading Cornerstone Community Bank. It was the scariest thing. But, you know, it was also exciting. We had a lot of excitement going on here. And I really couldn't tell you what just happened. You know, I was just so excited and scared. It was fun.
So could you describe the ones to the people that robbed you?
Well, we were so all excited here. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's kind of nerve-wracking being held up. I don't know if I could describe anything for you.
Okay, now just standing by the side here. Wait a minute. Let me find another observer here. There's somebody sitting here. Could you describe the bank robbers?
Oh, it was terrifying. I've never seen anything so dastardly in my whole life. They
I'm sort of having drawing a blank right now. Something with a Statue of Liberty and a Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, how low can you go when you have to, when you look like Santa Claus is taking and not giving?
Yeah, it's a new low. It's a new low even for the Cowboys.
Well, that's saying a lot too. A new low for the Asphalt Cowboys bringing in Santa Claus. Wait a minute, there's an innocent bystander here that's trying to walk away from me. So what did you think?
Oh, I was terrified. I just saw, all I could see was red, and then I saw Lady Liberty, and there was gunfire. They were very aggressive, and they came in, and they wanted all of our money.
So was that a ho-ho holdup?
Were they saying ho, ho, ho?
There was a sign, yes. I heard large laughter, ho, 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 and this jolly old, all I could see was red. It made me think of St. Nick, but I'm still not certain. I was just so overwhelmed.
Well, you know what? I think we have security cameras. I'm being pointed out that we have this all on tape. So we might be able to find these people. I see other people are coming in going, is my money still here? Well, I believe you can say that Cornerstone Bank is still safe, right?
Absolutely. That money's backed by the FDIC. The money's safe.
All right, Carl, okay. We're going to wind up here for a commercial break. We want to remind our listeners right now that this is the Asphalt Cowboys. We're kicking off our rodeo week here, and they did the bank hold up. So I think throughout the week they have like a riddle that you have to isn't that what happens, Bob? There's a riddle all
week
long.
There will be clues distributed very, very shortly. We'll be announcing them on the air as soon as we have them in our hands for both the identity of the lone stranger and the accomplice, as well as the location of the loot.
Well, Carl Botts at the Cornerstone Bank right now, and John Bastiani's been my guest, and he says, so was this the ho-ho hold-up?
This is the ho-ho hold-up. Okay, the ho-ho hold-up. And, you know, look for film later. I'm down here at the Cornerstone Bank, and okay, I'm going to head back to the studio because I have flash burns and gunpowder burns all over me.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got rodeo tickets kicking off this week right now in the next 10 minutes, and we're going to go back and talk a little bit about what it is to be a gun owner in the state of California and own a gun store with John Bastiani. But hang in there on the other side of these commercial breaks. We're going to give away two tickets to the rodeo, KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. No, let's get right to it. It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures around 90 today. Cloudy night with temperatures around 61. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If you were tuned in with us just before we went to break, Carl was down at Cornerstone Bank where Santa Claus and Lady Liberty were holding up the bank. And God only knows how much loot they got away with, but we'll find out. And before we give these tickets away, which will be in just a few minutes, I've got John Bastiani with me, and I want to take this time, John. Okay, Bastiani Arms. What, we're going to have a bunch of more loopholes to have to jump through as far as
business. All-encompassing. It includes all semi-automatic rifles, regardless of caliber. So if they were to pass that, all of those weapons would become assault weapons, effective, I think it's July 1st of 2014, and you would have to either register them as assault weapons, and that includes 22s, it's pretty ridiculous, or turn them into law enforcement or sell them out of state.
We've talked to the sheriff, and he was saying now that they're, because of so many people wanting to get their carry permits, their concealed carry permits, that before we could go in and get it in a day after we've taken the classes. Yeah. Now we do have a little bit, like 2 or 3 week, or is it even, do you know what the wait is?
I think
is?
It's longer now.
3 months maybe.
Yeah, by the day. Certain models we have 20 people waiting for, and, you know, we go down the list, we date all of them, and we go by the earliest request, we call them up first and say, are you still interested in such and such? And
so I have a question, it's a layman question. Today, it's a, how long is the wait?
10 days.
10 days. So then how many am I legal at this point right now? I legally.
Oh, that's.
A new, Glock or whatever, today. Then I have a 10-day waiting period. In a month from now, can I buy another new gun?
Yes.
Okay.
That refers strictly to pistols.
Pistols. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I just think a lot of people don't know that that still has some accessibility. They're just trying to limit. The government's trying to limit on so many levels.
I do have a feeling with the upcoming registration of long guns coming in January 1st of 2014 that you may be restricted to one long gun per month as well.
Wow. Okay,
well, see that coming.
We'll have a Sam Perez who called during the holdup, so we couldn't really give attention to him, but we'll be rescheduling him as well. John Bastiani from Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Again, your hours?
8:30 to 6.
And you guys are just swamped. So it's, and they're wonderful there as far as, women and men, really helping, with you to understand the firearm. I do have two tickets now. Who wants to call? 605-4567. These are box seats for Wednesday night at the rodeo, you guys. Doesn't get better than this. Box seats. That's always fun to sit right there in the little box seats, you know, around the ring. So, this is for Wednesday, May 15th. First caller gets two of these. These are $18 each. So hopefully Bob will tell us who the winner is. 605-4567, for the first caller. Okay. So closing thoughts. We have just about a minute left.
If you find the gun that you've been looking for anywhere, buy it immediately because the availability is not going to get any better anytime soon. Hopefully we have it for you. But if not, if it's the gun of your dreams, get it from one of our competitors. Get the gun you want.
All right. And you have classes and instruction and all, you know, we are advocates of keep educating yourself on how to use your gun, go up to Nice Shot or out to the field or whatever. Donna, you just won those tickets. We're going to be giving them away all this week. And don't forget Friday. Oh, my gosh, it's Pancake Breakfast Week. We have the whole ready. the whole Reading Rodeo going on this week. Thanks, John. Thanks, Bob. We'll be right back. Casey, oh, we'll be back. We've got some more shows coming up here on KCNR 1460. And, Bob, it's been a great day.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama speaking out again on the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Libya.
The day after it happened, I acknowledged that this was an act of terrorism.
The president at a news conference with British Prime Minister David Cameron that's still ongoing.
The whole issue of this, of talking points, frankly, throughout this process has been a sideshow.
Now, that's the issue about Republicans who are demanding answers about the changed story of the White House's early assertion that there was a video protest, not a terror attack. Now, the top Democrat on the House committee probing this attack, Elijah Cummings, wants Republicans to question former diplomat Thomas Pickering and ex-Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen at a public hearing, not in a private deposition, so they can respond to recent Republican criticisms. The president also talking about the IRS scandal. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
If IRS personnel did target conservative groups, then President Obama says,
then that's outrageous.